Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A protest was held Thursday outside of Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Piccini's Port Hope office of people opposed to Ontario Bill 6, the Safer Municipalities Act. While the proposed legislation seeks to prohibit illegal substances use in public settings, protest organizer and member of the Encampment Justice Coalition, Missy McLean, says this bill will be damaging to vulnerable people.
Yeah, so we're protesting today outside of MPP Piccini's office because I want people to make a direct connection between this violent bill and Piccini and Doug Ford's conservative government. They are pushing this through the legislature today without further debate and without referring it to committee. And I want people to know, because especially Northumberland County, where we have so much conflict between the upper and lower tier municipalities, I need people to turn their attention to the provincial government and recognize that they are the ones who hold responsibility for our housing, homelessness and social services, income support, health care. They hold the power and the responsibility for these things, and they're the ones who are enacting legislation that does not reflect what municipalities want when it comes to addressing our crises of homelessness and toxic drugs.
You assert that this bill is violent. Can you tell me what you believe to be violent about this bill?
Yeah, this bill is violent because it disproportionately impacts people who are already multiply marginalized. It's going to impact people who are the most vulnerable in our community, the most marginalized, folks who have nowhere to live, who are surviving outside, and who are already experiencing and carrying with them trauma, disability, pain and suffering. And what this bill does is further criminalizes them rather than offering them anything that would actually address the root issues of what they're experiencing.
Now, part of the legislation gives broad discretion to enforcement with police departments and police officers. What is your opinion on that, and how do you think Cobourg Port Hope Police would be enforcing that legislation?
What I imagine police services are thinking right now is that this is not the best use of their time and resources. Police, do not want to be called on to target the most marginalized members of their community. I think they want to see folks who are sleeping outside get housed. I don't think that they want to be criminalizing them further. And so I imagine that what the police are thinking is that this is a misguided bill that is going to create more work and divert more energy and resources away from the important work that those police services can do, all to meet, you know, the agenda of the Ford government, which is to simply disappear people who are suffering out in the open.
Now, the legislation calls for some fines and some possible jail time. Now, that appears to be on the extreme end. What do you think the courts would do in these situations?
It's hard for me to know exactly what the courts are going to do, but what I do know is that folks who are sleeping rough outside or who are already facing, you know, surveillance and criminalization because of, you know, who they are, this bill is going to disproportionately impact Indigenous people, Black people, disabled people, members of the queer community. And what I imagine it's going to end up in court is that if they are already facing multiple criminalizations because of their identity, that the courts are going to continue to follow through on these, on the charges related to the powers given to them by Bill 6. But I think they're going to do it begrudgingly, because the courts know best that they are overwhelmed with cases already. They're already, and this is going to clog up the court system even further with cases that shouldn't exist. Housing solves homelessness. Punishment doesn't.
Now, there's going to be some people in the community that are going to say, we've seen encampments take over parks. We've seen encampments take over areas that possibly shouldn't be. Brookside is one of those. And that this bill may strike a balance in using public areas for all good. How do you address those concerns?
So when people see people sleeping outside, my hope would be that their first thought is not, I am unsafe, especially if they have a home to return to. My hope is that they would think, why is this person surviving outdoors? Why do we live in one of the richest countries in the world and we have people who are sleeping outside and being criminalized for having nowhere else to go? My hope is that people will see that when it comes to encampments, the solution to those encampments is housing. People are sleeping outside because they do not have housing. Putting them in jail, finding them $10,000 that they don't have, is not going to solve that problem. And where will they go? People have to exist somewhere. Doug Ford and David Pacini want to disappear them into a provincial jail for 6 months, and then what?
Now, have you had any discussions with Mr. Pacini, and if so, what were those discussions?
I haven't had an opportunity to speak directly to Mr. Pacini. He is in Toronto right now as the legislature is sitting. But I'm hoping that he'll hear this message, that the residents of Cobourg and the residents of Northumberland County don't want Bill 6. We want solutions, real solutions that will address the issues that are facing our communities. We want affordable housing. We want income assistance that actually meets people's needs and gives them a livable income that doesn't keep them in poverty. We want health care for all. This Ford government is so concerned about people accessing treatment, but what has Mr. Pacini done to bring enhanced services to this community in his 6 years in office? Nothing. We have no detox beds. We have no public rehabilitation. We have a RAM clinic that operates for 3 hours a week. If he's really concerned about people being able to access treatment, he needs to take action that shows that to us, and Bill 6 isn't it.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.